a little bit after 4 on Thursday afternoon, and I am on the bus. Just left the downtown area to go to the convention center for the last night of the convention. Had a pretty good breakfast this morning. We had Keith Ellison talk to us. We had Nina Turner, and she was very inspiring. She was the only speaker we saw all week that took the microphone away from the... She did not stand behind the podium. She just kind of grabbed the microphone and just kind of walked around the room as she was talking to all of us. She was very dynamic. She was very, very forceful, and she just left making me wonder that how is this woman only a state senator? How is she not in the U.S. Senate, or at least the House or the governorship? I can't wait for Ohio to find some seat to promote her into. Lots of other lesser, the Tom Vilsack and his wife spoke, and we had several other party wonks and other, the mayor of L.A., I forget his name, we had him. But the more interesting event was after the meet, or after the breakfast, and we got texts about this morning that there was going to be a meeting between the WISDEM's staff and the Bernie supporters, just to kind of like hash things out and to talk about how to go forward, how to resolve things going forward, how to make change going forward. And it was a very productive meeting. There was a lot of airing of grievances, although grievances might be a kind of a strong word. Some of the Bernie supporters at the meeting expressed it as being more grief that we have to kind of work our way through than really grievances. There was a lot of grievance with the party, the national party apparatus, over the revelations of the emails where the national party that is supposed to be neutral was in the tank for Hillary all along. And there's been a lot of urging on the part of our state whips with the state party to try to get an apology from the podium at the convention over this issue, that an apology from the podium would do a lot to heal this rift, especially with the email issue and the non-neutrality issue. Our state party is apparently very on board with this. Our state party people have been very good. Even though some of the state, you know, the state party leader is a Hillary person, she's been very sympathetic to the Bernie people, and you know they know that Bernie won the state, so that this is the way the state is going, so they're kind of going with that. There was also some discussion about, you know, civility versus protest and things like that. One thing that was, I don't know if I would say it was contentious, but it was a policy thing that came. There's, and I don't know if I could even call it a deal, but what the National Party is asking for, and I don't know if this is in exchange for a public apology, but they were asking for, you know, that they would. What I was told in a text was that they would do a public apology, but in return they were asking that there be no more protests. And what the rule is for tonight is that the only signs that will be allowed to be displayed are the signs that are passed out on the floor of the convention center. None of the folding no TPP signs are going to be allowed. And there were threats to pull credentials if these kind of rules aren't followed. Now, we did have a handful of Wisconsin Bernie supporters that weren't willing to go along with that. The most vocal of these Bernie supporters just said that I'm going to work to make sure that Hillary's defeated, and then she pulled her credentials out of her lanyard, handed them over, and walked out. So at least she had the class to at least hand over her credentials and not attend the convention breaking the rules. Right now it's raining in Philadelphia. I got a little bit wet on the way to the bus, but at least I wasn't on the way to the bus about a half hour ago when there was a storm coming through, and it was just like dumping, one of these rainstorms that I just so remember about this city, that when it wants to rain in a hot summer day, it rains big time. You can get like 2 or 3 inches in some of these storms. But right now it's raining lightly, so hopefully it will either be still raining lightly or not raining at all when we get to the other end of this bus ride. If it's raining lightly, I can live with that. When it's really hot like this, it's a little bit of rain is not so bad, as long as there aren't any electronics that are exposed to water. So with that, I'm going to sign off now, and we may talk again later. Bye.